Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off of disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5, if your ear holes are sucking us in, out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network. I need to gargle or something before the show.
Hey, can Talon get some fucking water?
What does it take to get some water in this
okay.
place? Maybe you're listening to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, crabdiving.com, streaming for you 24/7. We've downloaded, you know, all that shit. Don't forget, we're going to be here for the next couple hours, ladies and gentlemen. It's this lovely President's Day. We're celebrating.
Yeah, right.
We had our President's Day tree.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. It's a cherry tree
you
chop down. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, our president shoveling, dump trucking loads of material for us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and a shout out to Parliament. Holy fuck.
They're a great band.
I love it.
Great band, really. Good funk.
We got one here.
That's Irish.
Who is that? Is that Irish?
That would be the Irish Parliament. Yeah.
The Irish people, do they like Trump? Are they big Trump fans over there?
I would think probably not.
Right.
We know the Scots don't like him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They call him kind of a shit gibbon and things like that.
We've got a picture. You can go see it on facebook.com/crabdiving. It
also
says,
iTunes.
Twitter.
But there's a picture that says, was that in Scotland?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not sure.
It's a protester. She's holding a sign that says Trump is a cunt.
Can the staff give us verification on where that fucking picture was taken? Is it Scotland?
I think it's pretty universal.
Okay.
I mean, as far as a theme.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think Trump, a lot of people think Trump's a cunt.
Oh, yeah. I think 100% of many people.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. One word.
Twat us.
Crab diving. CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Jolly good.
Where all the fun kids hang out.
Right.
And, you know, some not so fun kids.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well. My.
That's hilarious.
We can see what's going on. I know what a couple of the headlines are, but let's see what the official headlines are over at our two favorite fair and balanced news sites. Thanks for listening to us. If you're listening for the first time, we've got a bunch of new listeners these days. We appreciate the hell out of it. What we do here is we, you know, try to read the HuffPo.
Oh, right.
And then the Drudge Repo. And just to be, you know, fair and balanced and shit.
The Drudge Report.
And mostly to make fun of the Drudge Report.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline February 20th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It's me.
Huffington Post.
Ate my dick.
God, it just kills me that this, this cum dribble is in the news. Ooh. This loathsome toad of a human being. Why is this a headline?
Who is
at the HuffPo? But we had the story anyway. Over the weekend, gasps across the universe as CPAC, you know, that conservative
I hate this guy.
Pricks are cunts or something like that. CPAC assholes.
Yes.
The Christian conservative?
Yes. The Christian
is one of the C's Christian or is it just conservative?
I don't know.
It's a gathering of snatch faces.
Yes.
It's
hello, where cunts.
Conservatives get together and get into a giant circle and hand job each other.
And then they fuck each other though, because
Well, and Grindr goes off the goddamn charts. Yep.
All holes filled, CPAC.
Well, this they had announced that they were going to have as one of their keynote speaker.
Yes.
That's the big one. That's the big star.
That's
of
the headliner.
Milo Yiannopoulos, this
a dish
toad from Breitbart, this British homosexual.
Yes.
Well, I guess he's a real homosexual, but he's a hater, apparently, of the equal rights of his own kind.
Yes.
Because he's a Breitbart alt-right dickwad.
Right.
And is known mostly for being a troll. Like he's he got booted off Twitter forever for sending his evil flying monkeys to go after and harass
like the KKK.
I've forgotten her name, but that actress,
right,
the black actress was in the remake of Ghostbusters. I forget her name.
Gabriel Union.
But it wasn't Gabriel Union, but it was I mean, the N-word in avalanche form from all of his toadies. And he kept encouraging them to the point where she bailed on Twitter for a little while and then she came back. But
this guy's a right-wing bully.
Yeah.
He's the worst, man. Fuck this guy.
And recently he was supposed to speak out here. Berkeley?
Yes.
And he was...
fuck off.
You know, they had some issues there with protests and everything because people are like, we don't want this goose-stepping Nazi twink out there. We don't want to hear him.
Imagine you go to Berkeley.
All right.
That's who you want your school presenting to the fucking planet? That's part of Berkeley?
Right.
Man, that's fucking ridiculous.
So the headline over the weekend was that he inexplicably had been chosen to speak at CPAC. And he was going to, I think I saw the theme was going to be left-wing thuggery.
Oh, God.
Left-wing thuggery.
Oh, look at these left-wing thugs over here. Marriage equality.
And
fucking, God damn it, fuck you.
But now it finally is out. Some of the shit that he said in the past is catching up with him. And now we found out this morning that he is no longer, he's been keynote speaker.
Oh, no, man.
From CPAC.
Who are they going to get?
Because they found some, I think the comments on pedophilia.
Right.
He had something to say about pedophilia.
He put a positive spin on it.
Saying that he was, I think he alluded that he was molested by a priest, but he said he thanked that priest because if that hadn't happened, he wouldn't give such great head right now. It's kind of not the way you want to look at these things.
Listen, he's just a GOP guy cracking jokes, you know?
So I think that was the last straw, and CPAC was like, maybe we don't want this guy speaking at our love fest.
Yeah, he's not the face of the organization.
At our just regular plain old hate fest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You imagine, you don't make the cut for CPAC.
Right. But the headline over the HuffPost says, walls close in on Milo, far-right troll Milo Yiannopoulos has been disinvited.
Oh, shit.
From Conservative Political Action Conference. That's what
I'm trying to think
of. Conservative Political Action Conference. Right. None of the C's are cunt.
I got to tell you something. I'm trying to think of a worse thing you could have said.
What do you mean?
Well, what Milo said, you know. Well,
he said during that same kind of interview thing about how
the person that molested me, God damn. I mean,
He basically defended sexual relationships between adults and 13-year-old boys.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
There you go. He has been disinvited, I said, due to the revelation of an offensive video in the past 24 hours condoning pedophilia, according to a statement released by CPAC. So CPAC is like, we're not going to have him anymore because we think the kid diddling is just a step too far.
Everything else, you know, whatever. That always fascinates me. The straw that breaks the camel's back. You know what I mean?
I didn't even check.
Oh, yeah?
I'll bet Twitter is alive with Pizzagate.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet they're saying... Milo's not being allowed to speak because of a pedophilia joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yet the actual kid diddlers, Podesta and Hillary Rodham Clinton Killery, are still out there walking the streets. International pedophiles.
Damn, I didn't even think of that. Holy shit. Oh, yeah. God.
Fucking morons. So over the week,
this is what you have to do to get disinvited to CPAC, by the way. This is the line.
American Conservative Union President Matt Schlapp.
Hello, Schlapp.
He's a fun dude.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Matt Schlapp.
Urged Yiannopoulos to, quote, answer the tough questions and, quote, immediately further address these disturbing comments.
What's to address? He said the guy that molested him did him a fucking favor.
In a post on Facebook, Yiannopoulos acknowledged that he is, quote, partly to blame for how the comments were perceived.
How else do you perceive it? Like, what am I? Okay, well.
But don't ask me.
Okay, well, my mistake then. Sorry, that's my fault, Milo. That's my fault. My bad.
There's a great...
I misunderstood you.
There's a great video of Larry Wilmore, former host of whatever the hell Larry Wilmore show, wasn't it? Or something like that. What was the name of his show that was on for 10 minutes after a couple of years? Good show. Really good show. Just never got a big...
I can't remember the fucking name.
Never got a really big following, but...
I remember it not.
He was on Bill Maher's show...
Yes.
And there's a video going around of it's at one point Bill Maher, Larry Wilmore, and Milo Yiannopoulos. Leonopoulos.
God, what a dickhead.
Leonopoulos.
Fuck that guy.
But Yiannopoulos and Wilmore were on the same panel, and Yiannopoulos said something about transgender people suffering from a psychiatric disorder.
Right.
And Larry Wilmore. Told him to go fuck himself. Go fuck yourself. And then Yiannopoulos said something about to Bill Maher that he should have guests with higher IQs on his show. I mean, I haven't
something like that.
You should have guests with higher IQs on your show.
Shut up, you dumb little fucking Nazi.
And Larry Wilmore was having none of that. He's like, no, because one of them was Malcolm Nance, who's a former naval intelligence officer. He's a former spy,
right?
A spook. He's the guy that wrote that book last October about Trump's vodka flavored jizz inside of every orifice. the connections with Russia,
right?
And it's all come true. I mean, it's all just Malcolm Nance is
it's all been realized.
Yeah, is doing the victory laps on all the shows right now. Saying,
I was right, motherfuckers.
I said this in October.
Where was everybody else? Sucking his dick.
But he was on.
Right.
And when Yiannopoulos said that, you should have people with higher IQs.
Yeah,
you should have people with higher IQs on. Larry Wilmore said something like, no, you go fuck yourself. This man can talk circles around your douchey little ass. Your douchey little ass. Something like that.
Right.
I think it's on our Facebook page, but you can also go ahead and Google that shit. And that was pretty awesome.
Yes. Facebook.com/crabdiving.
But, you know, Yiannopoulos and Bill Maher found some snuggly ground together. You know, Bill's got that.
God.
That really anti-Islam thing going really hardcore.
Did they suck each other's dick over that
Not
shit?
Not on air.
Oh, really? Oh, this is the green room?
I mean, they may have. Who knows what went on later?
Meet me in my trailer.
Behind one of the flats.
Right. How old is Bill Maher? I mean, God, you look at that guy. He looks
60, probably. 60, late 50s, early 60s.
I mean, he looks so, it's just something weird about, it's something weird about a guy. I mean, he just looks odd to me.
He's kind of like looked like that young. For 30 years, right? Yeah. Like he was old when he was in his 20s. He looked like that. Black don't crack.
Right. He's black.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see what the drudgies are dredging up today. Crank your calendars back a couple of centuries. Dial your IQs back a couple of centuries.
Yes.
Same goddamn headline. Oh, fuck me, man. This Milo troll is making headlines. That makes me even crazier because it just... There's enough assholes out there who see him as some kind of... up hero of the First Amendment rights.
You know what?
He's their gay friend.
Oh yes,
that they claim. I like that Milo Yiannopoulos. that homo, he's okay.
Hey, he's one of the good ones. I like him. I bet this Milo. I bet it would disgust you to realize how popular this motherfucker is. I bet this guy.
Yeah, he was just.
I bet this guy has like kids follow him. You know what I mean? Like high school kids and shit.
Wasn't he just offered a couple hundred grand for a book?
Oh, yeah.
That the word came out. Didn't the publisher
get pressured? Well,
they're still doing it.
It's trashy.
Headline, same thing. CPAC cuts Milo over at the Drudge Report.
Jeez.
It leads to a Politico story.
Right.
Which says Milo Yiannopoulos disinvited amid tape. Controversy.
I wonder when he said that stupid shit about the guy that molested him, was he trying to be funny? Like he was trying to crack a joke? Is that his attempt at
humor?
He's
a provocateur.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
He's a right-wing Andy Dick.
I hate these
where you just you show up and you be as offensive. I mean, this is when Andy was on drugs. But you show up and you just say something as offensive as possible.
I am a provocateur.
And then when people react horribly, you say, I'm not being PC. Fuck you and your political correctness. I'm going to call an N-word an N-word, damn it.
Those are the worst kind. I hate those motherfuckers.
That's what's going
on. You're
going
to do something
that's what put Trump in office. A lot of those people.
Man, you do shit that demands outrage and you get outrage and then you're like, oh... Why are you outraged?
Then you're the victim.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're the victim.
Right.
God, that is the lowest form of human shit
ever. Well, that's
what
Trump is doing.
God damn it.
Trump's out there squealing that the lying media is lying about him when all they're doing is saying, here's what you're doing. Here's what Trump is doing, and it's heinous.
Right.
Point to a lie.
Yeah.
From CNN. And not some error that they fixed right away. I mean, like something that that's a lie. It's an untrue story.
You know what it is? It's like, and then when you talk about a story like that, and then there's the appropriate outrage, the right will say, why are you're reporting on that is biased.
Right.
Like a story about, for instance, Donald Trump forgetting.
You play a tape.
Yeah. He forgot to mention Jewish people in Holocaust Remembrance Day. In that, you're saying the reporting on that's biased because...
Hey, they killed gypsies too.
It's nuts.
We're just being inclusive.
Right. How are you supposed to report on Trump and not be biased? I mean, he's nuts.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. What?
God, I was over at Media Matters. I just saw one of the headlines. The funny headline about Milo over at Media Matters. It says conservatives shocked to discover that Milo Yiannopoulos is a terrible human being.
Oh, God, that's so
something we've all known for years.
Why? Well, you just couldn't believe it. Couldn't imagine, right? Jeez.
Over at Fox, unquote, news. Quote unquote news.
Right.
I had it backwards. This This Jesse Waters person.
Oh, God, I mean, damn it.
He's really...
Is that the dude that does their funny news, their reporting?
Oh. And he's just that smug diaper load of a human being has the presence when he walks into the room that anybody... You just want to... You have to fight the urge to grab the nearest 2x4
and
smack him across his smug prick.
I hate comedians
white
like
privileged
this.
Ass fuck face. I mean, he's really just a gross human.
That's exactly who he is. You captured it. A white human ass fuck face. He's an ass fuck face.
Yeah, this is the comedic genius that goes. He's Bill O'Reilly's.
Oh yeah,
Dildo O'Reilly's little snatch. Who runs around and he goes
come
to
here, little snatch.
He goes to the one of his brilliant bits was he went to the National Organization for Women or something like that conference.
Oh, this is the classic asshole.
Yeah,
face
and
move.
Walked around. He does these, ambush style interviews, you know, and tries to make people look stupid,
edgy,
and. At the National Organization for Women, he was interviewing people, and he's like, hey, I'm here to sign up for the war on women. Do I get a gun? Oh, that Jesse Waters. Look at him school that feminazi. Oh,
God.
You just really want to blow your brain
just
out.
Just shut the fuck up. I can't stand
humorless,
that motherfucker.
Just humorless. And what humor they do think they have is mean.
Oh yeah.
Right? It's humiliating, it's degrading. It's
of course that's a GOP.
Which is, you know, what we do here, but we're calling out the hypocrisy of it. That's what I tell myself.
Damn it. No, listen, man. What they do is, for instance, you know, do you remember, I don't know if you remember this during the campaign, but Donald Trump he made fun of a journalist that had a disability, and he did a voice, and he did a little gesture and a dance, and, you know...
He was just mocking how he groveled.
I mean, is that the ultimate punching down or what? Could you fucking imagine if you're that guy that got made fun of, you can tell someone that the president of the fucking country, the leader of the free fucking world, made fun of me. Made fun of my fucking disability.
Right.
Oh my God. That's bananas.
I really can't listen to Jesse Waters, but he was guest hosting on I don't know what show they were allowing him to fucking guest host on, but he does these things, these Waters World it's called, and he's gotten in trouble a few times just for being a dill hole. And
you are a dill hole.
Like I said, the comic stylings of Jesse Waters. Well, he was talking talking about Donald Trump to, I believe it's a Muslim journalist. What Muslim journalist? I hope they pay a lot of money to go on Fox. But basically he said, you understand President Trump. Is there anything in his background which would lead you to believe this man is racially insensitive? Because I haven't seen it. And I know a lot of people who know Donald Trump for a very long time. New York guy, you know, in and out of tons of different circles. There's not pictures of him. Oh, wait, there's pictures of him with Sharpton, with Jesse Jackson, everybody, Don King. Listen to all his black friends.
Oh, yeah. I'm impressive.
He said, this is not a guy that, you know, doesn't like African Americans.
Oh, my God.
So that's Jesse Waters' defense of why Trump can't be a racist.
That's ridiculous.
He's got black friends.
Oh, yes.
Like Al Sharpton and Don King.
God, he does have famous fucking friends, though. That's insane.
I
bet they're not friends with him now. Does Donald Trump? He obviously.
Oh, his black friends are still friends with him.
What?
If they were whorish enough to embrace him from the outset, he started his campaign saying Mexicans are rapists. Some, I assume, are good people.
Right.
That they were sending over. I mean, he opened with that. So, and let's not forget his couple of deals with the government. in the 70s of not letting black people into his building.
Oh, yeah, well, he had to get fucking sued. And then he did it after he was sued, right?
Horrible, some of the justifications in the comments, of these news stories about that, because they'll say, well, that was an economic decision.
What?
Do you want some poor welfare family living in your building that you're paying all this money for in downtown Manhattan?
What the fuck?
Because, of course, anybody that can afford... They weren't fighting for subsidized housing in a tower in downtown Manhattan. These are people who could afford it. But they were quoting them, in some cases, three times the price.
It's crazy.
Three times the price. Well, usually it's $1,000 a month, but for you, Negro, it's $3,000. That's basically what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they were like, no, we don't have any openings. And then a couple of white people would walk in 10 minutes later and be like, oh, we got plenty. What would you like to see?
That's ridiculous.
He met with Kanye and stuff. Waters says, I remember during the transition when President-elect Trump was meeting with a handful of black Americans, he was meeting with Steve Harvey, Kanye, and the son of Martin Luther King. That's his justification.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Look at my black friends.
Trump has named a replacement.
Yes.
For Mr. Flynn.
Okay.
The batshit lunatic that finally, because of his Ruski smelling ties.
Oh, yes. Is it true that they might go with the autopilot from the movie Airplane?
Yes. Much better. Lieutenant General Herbert Raymond McMaster.
He sounds white.
Has been chosen as the new National Security Advisor. Again, another military.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
Trump also named Keith Kellogg,
who
I think was on the list. He was in the top four, Ryan. We're down to four finalists for National Security Advisor here on the
Keith Kellogg
reality show that is our government.
Oh, wait. That other guy's not going to be it. He's a finalist?
No, he got it.
Oh, he got it.
But one of the other finalists that wasn't pretty enough, didn't get the rose. Keith Kellogg, retired U.S. Army General,
Perfect.
Has been acting National Security Advisor after Flynn left.
Are any of these people of color? I was just wondering.
Off-white? Pink?
Pink!
He's been named Chief of Staff of the National Security Council.
Outstanding!
McMaster is considered to be... is highly regarded as a military tactician and a strategic thinker. But
right.
A lot of peeps are saying they're surprised because this guy, McMaster, is also known for like fighting back against his superiors and questioning authority.
He's
sometimes.
An upstart.
And I don't think this White House is real big on that whole questioning authority thing.
But it seems like they're real big on just whoever could fucking do it because... I mean, who's he picking from?
Well, that Harvard?
Yes.
The admiral was like, I don't know.
That was his
first choice. He's like, I don't. Yeah, I'm busy. I got something to do. I got to mow the lawn and shit.
Doesn't it seem crazy that if you served in the military your whole life and you worked your way all the way up to admiral and then you finally get picked for that position?
And you got to turn it down because it's a shitbag in the White House.
Yeah.
And
he must be nuts. Trump, this speaks to how insane Trump is.
And the, It's
bananas.
It's crazy.
That this guy would not want to do this. Like he would.
Yeah.
Why would you go to the trouble to be, what's the difference? He's an admiral or he's a national security advisor.
Right? Well, one of the reasons was that Petraeus allegedly bowed out too was that this guy that Harvard and Petraeus both said they wanted to bring their own peeps, to work with them in their group. And the White House is like, no,
what?
And one of the people that's there,
that's bananas.
Now that Flynn is gone a couple of Russian officials, tweeted their upsetness last week about Flynn getting the boot. And obviously
they were Thad.
One of their main conduits to the president got torpedoed. But I forget this woman's name, but it's somebody that he put in charge, like second in charge over there or something. And she's the same thing. She's like got ties to Putin and to Russia and to these oligarchs. And they want her to stay in as second in command. So that's why, allegedly, one of the rumors is that that's why Harward and Petraeus both said, we don't want the job, because they wanted to put their own people in. And the administration said, no, you're going to have this Putin-loving person in as second in command.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This is my day job. I'm getting some kind of email alert about somebody's airport pickup, and I think everything's okay for now.
No emergencies.
Oh God. I was just having a small personal assistant meltdown moment where I want to blow my brains out.
crabdiving.com/Amazon Amazon if you want to help us out here. Screaming liberal media, buy your shit through our Amazon portal, and whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything, only helps us out here.
We get paid, baby,
at Screaming liberal media.
Yes. Did you see all those pictures of Tiny Schittler?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so fucking funny. That kills me.
Go to our Facebook page. There's
Right,
what he's talking about is a story of somebody photoshopped a whole bunch of... They shrunk Trump in all these pictures.
What was Lily Tomlin's part in Saturday Night Live when she would sit as in the rocking chair? A little tiny person? She had a whole act. Luann?
Edith Ann.
Edith Ann. God damn it, that shit was funny.
I'm just trying to get my computer to catch up with
me.
Shave
me the fuck alone!
So there you go, Jesse Waters defending the Don.
Right.
I've also got... Friday was Faithless Friday, everybody.
Faithless Friday.
One of the stories I did not get to, and one of the things that we're keeping an eye on here, especially given the fact that the Orange Schittler, you know, may be removed from office. But then the person that's a grabber or an impeachment away ain't that much better.
Right.
Slightly less insane and off the rails, but far more insidious and creepy. Ooh. As far as the theocrat, Christo-fascist stuffing crosses into your every hole.
Oh, my God.
Type of
it
policies. Mike Pence, the past, has...
this fucking guy.
Championed gay conversion therapy. And,
he seems like a perv. I don't know what about it, but like his face, his round face. Seems like a perv, man.
But we got to keep an eye on it everywhere, because even Wilmington, Delaware, tiny little Delaware, over on the liberal East Coast,
what are you talking about?
Last month, the city council there in Wilmington, Wilmington, Delaware, had a vote to replace the prayer.
Okay.
That they were starting.
Oh, man.
I know. It drives me crazy.
Prayer?
Yes.
Okay.
To replace the prayer that they were having before their meetings, which we argue should just go regardless. You don't need to pray before city meetings.
No.
If you do, get your little prayer circle in the hallway outside, or in the bathroom, or in the parking lot, or whatever. You don't need to have state-sponsored magic.
No, you don't. It's crazy.
Before a meeting. And it creeps out those of us who are not involved in your magic.
Yes.
Especially if I'm one of the litigants. If I'm going into some kind of a court deal.
Right.
As an atheist. As a non-believer and a raging secularist,
right,
I ain't going to feel like I'm getting a fair shake necessarily if I got to sit through prayers to Jesus and the one Lord and God before a civil process.
It's also bananas and bizarre, isn't it? Isn't it fucking bizarre? Yeah. All of a sudden, you got to take a pause for everybody's talking to whoever happens to be lurking about in the sky. Jesus.
So they finally voted that they will no longer start their meetings with a prayer and an amen.
Great. It's so fucking nuts.
The invocation has been removed from the council agenda and is replaced by silent reflection. Rock on. Perfect. Perfect.
God, that's weird too.
Even 1,000 years ago when I was in Catholic high school.
Yes.
It must have been a really, when I think back, goddamn, what mincing liberals. I went to this Catholic high school. Yeah. Because
did you guys have silent reflection?
Well, we were yeah, in religion class.
What?
I even remember one of my religion teachers specifically one year would open up the class saying, "Here's some quiet. We're gonna give you a quiet minute. Say a prayer if you wish to."
What the fuck? Burn in hell, motherfucker!
Is it?
You better say a prayer, stupid, or you're gonna burn.
And he was one of the secular teachers, right. But nonetheless, But yeah, there's no reason to do it. And that's a private school. They could.
Right.
They could very well have their prayer.
They do whatever they wanted.
When I was in grammar school, shit, we used to have to go to mass.
Yes. Ugh. God damn.
Every
day?
No. Weekly.
Okay.
It was part of the part of your tuition,
yes.
You could defer the payment, put it on the payment plan.
Yeah, yeah.
They called it mandatory offertory.
Oh, I see.
Which means you show up, you better drop $20 in that bucket every week with your name on it.
Mandatory offertory.
And we'll apply that to your tuition.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was how some of the working class kids
got
into
your envelope to Jesus.
Fancy Catholic school
was a little light this month.
That's about it. Yeah.
Little Georgie's not
gonna that happened. Yeah, that happened.
Get out.
When my dad was on strike, I can remember one time they were, I can remember my mom was, I don't think my mom ended up teaching at that school, which was horrific. But,
she was your teacher?
Occasionally subbed, but just having your mother as a teacher on the premises is just horrible.
So your dad was on strike
Catholic, but it was like a Christian shakedown almost, too. It was like,
you better pay.
I can remember my dad reading letters from the school that you've missed 3 mandatory offertories in a row.
They gotta make money.
We're gonna kick your little shit stain out of our school in the name of the Lord.
Well, what's the church supposed to do? Not make money off you?
Well, right. Maybe save
sitting
maybe
ass.
Stop shuffling priests around so you don't have to pay $300 million.
Yeah, it's expensive.
In settlements.
It's expensive. I gotta hide all these guys. I got a whole gaggle of child molesters. I gotta go put in protective.
Yeah.
I gotta hide them.
I don't even know.
What do they do? They just send them off
they
to another?
They shuffle them off, sure.
Jesus.
They're some parent or something would happen, and they say, hey, Father Jones.
Oh, right.
Diddle little Billy.
Oh, yeah.
And then the church would be like, we'll get rid of him and send him off. But then they just send him to a different diocese somewhere else.
So you're just like, hey, Father Mulcahy in Riverside.
Some other kid, yeah.
He owes me a solid. I'm going to send him this fucking evil rapist. I'm going to send you a rapist. You owe me, buddy.
Yeah.
It's coming your way.
We've got a boys' school there.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Jeez.
He's your problem.
And not only boys. I mean, the boys get the press, but
yes,
there was a lot of girl diddling going on, too. And, in fact, I've said this before. We had one of the top 10 in Chicago I found out later just for laughs. I Googled a couple of the names of the priests from when I went to school. And one of the guys came up like he's got a poster.
Right.
I mean, he was one of the more heinous ones.
Dude.
Dead now, I think. But I never, fortunately, I wasn't a altar boy or anything. I got the hell out of there when school was over with.
These but those guys. Oh, wait, I forgot what I was going to say.
Priest diddling.
Oh, yeah,
Catholic.
Yeah. The cat. There was a guy, I think he was a bishop or a cardinal in Chicago that said one of the most heinous things ever, dude. He said he was quoted, there was some girl was molested, and he said, well, at least the priest that did it was male, and so the sex was natural.
Oh.
He said that publicly.
Yeah.
In an interview or some shit. Like, just offered that up like it was a reasonable thing to say. Amazing. That's how fucked up they are.
Terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
But our...
Jeez.
Our parish priest, the guy in charge, got caught with a mistress. And like...
What?
And I believe was sending church... Using church funds to finance a house in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Where he would go on the weekends. He called it his weekend house. Oh, right, wink, right. Wink, wink. But it turns out his weekend wife was living there.
My fuck palace. So he was.
They should just let those guys.
What's the big deal?
Let him get
though?
Married. It's so stupid. Let him get married.
Right.
If there are certain orders that inexplicably want to take vows of chastity, I don't know why you'd want to do that. But rock on.
Why should it be
go
here?
Ahead and do it. But goddamn, I just don't understand the
I don't give
forced
a shit.
Chastity. Yeah.
No. Why should it matter what my conduit to a fake god sucks on the weekends or wherever? Who cares? Actually, why not? Why can't they take my confession while they're getting laid at the same time? What difference does it fucking make? I don't care. They're just the conduit to God, right?
But okay, sure.
So who gives a fuck what they do? The only thing that's important to them is the magic, the hoogity boogity that makes them be able to contact Jesus for me.
Well, yeah, maybe you're tainted. Maybe your Jesus magic isn't as strong if you've got boy jizz on your lips.
Listen, you better hose off them antennas.
That's right.
I'm going to need you to talk to God.
It blocks the signal.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to jam the signal.
So last month they voted in the Wilmington City in Delaware to replace the prayer with a moment of silence. Before they used to say our Heavenly Father at the beginning, and then they would say Amen at the end. It was a smart move because you know what they're doing. You shouldn't do that shit. But now City Council member Samuel L. Guy.
Samuel
Hi guy.
L. Guy.
Hi, guy. Maybe it's Guy.
Oh, yes.
Said he wants to bring the prayer back.
Okay.
And for this reason, quote, he announced online he plans to sponsor a resolution to bring prayer back, quote, because that helps keep the devil out.
Okay. Well, shit. Oh, God. Yeah, of course.
Several dozen city residents attended a public meeting addressing the issue.
Yeah.
This is what they're.
But see, that's not
this
crazy.
This is an issue that they're arguing about. Not
if you're a Christian,
crime,
though,
not jobs.
This is important.
Not helping the poor.
You don't care about keeping the devil
We've
out.
We've got to be able to do our magic.
Yeah. What are we supposed to do? We got this devil. What do you want to do? What are you going to do to get it out of here?
It seems like they mobilized some of the churches because a bunch of people attending spoke about the power of prayer in their lives.
We are all talking to ourselves right now.
One of the state representatives showed up. He said, prayer has brought me a long way.
Right.
We've got to fight for the right thing. God is good all the time. On to victory.
Wait. White God. Right? Is it white God? You better be talking about white God, motherfucker, and not any other kind of God, okay?
Of course. One of the... I don't know. Who is this? Who says this? Bishop Aretha Morton said politicians often visit churches during election time and say, pray for me when they're looking for votes.
Oh, that's true. That's creepy.
She says, we pray, God hears, they get elected. If the city council doesn't reinstate prayer, she said, don't come back.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, some politician tells me to pray for them. I'm going to have a hard time voting for you. That's nuts.
So
pray for me.
This guy,
jeez,
announced that he's sponsoring a resolution. He wants to help keep the devil out.
Oh, yeah. Build a wall.
The council president. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Hanifa Shabazz.
Oh, shit.
A Muslim.
Yeah.
Said
I love it.
Last month, replacing the Christian prayer with silent reflection would be an appropriate way to separate church and state and allow people of all faiths to gather themselves. The
yes.
Muslim is making the sense
I
here.
I love it. Thank you.
An equally crazy religion. If people want right. to pray, they can, he said. If they want to take, I mean, I yeah. think it's a he, Hanifa?
Hanifa.
It might be a she. I don't know.
Who knows?
Said person, Shabazz, yeah. if people want to pray, they can. If they want to take a deep breath, they can.
All right. Oh, that's nice. Thank you. I can breathe or pray.
The prayer had been missing in the order of business section of the new council rules. The 16-page resolution, which outlines council procedures and duties, did not make a note of the removal of prayer,
okay.
but just listed a silent reflection in its
oh
place.
Oh, my God.
So there was no, we are taking prayer out.
Oh, shit. That's my favorite part, though. I love when they say that.
Oh, they make them say the Pledge of Allegiance, too.
Oh, yes. Please.
God, creepy.
But I love when they caterwaul about that.
The original resolution switching to silent reflection was yes. adopted with 10 yeses and 3 noes.
Pussies.
And now they're trying to flip it.
Right. They're trying to wait to make silent reflection prayer.
They've had a standard prayer. According to the city clerk, they said, "Our Heavenly Father, as we gather together to make laws affecting the citizens of Wilmington, we ask your guidance so that our right. intentions and actions are in accordance with thy will."
Oh, my God.
"And according to your word." Amen.
Mork calling Orson.
Yeah,
come
that needs
in,
to go.
Orson.
That needs to go.
Shez butt.
One of the council
so
people, a Catholic woman who is one of the other council women, said that she supported the removal.
Right. Thank you.
By having her moment of reflection. Since we have most religious groups represented on this floor, it gives us a chance to each say our own private prayer.
Yeah, to yourself. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
So there you go. Some church groups getting organized, showing up for right. these council meetings. But they're axing for a lawsuit.
Yeah.
If they put that stuff back in, especially the Heavenly Father part and thy will, we're going to try to pass laws due to thy will.
What if
fucking creepy.
What if my religion forbids me from talking to my God in a silent manner?
Well, that's what they say.
But I have to speak out loud.
It's our religious freedoms.
Yes.
How dare you take away our religious freedoms? There's more of us than you evil baby-eating atheists and that horrible terrorist of a city councilman,
right.
chairman, Muslim that we got. You know, there's a couple of those assholes that don't like that person because he or she is a Muslim.
Oh, yes. Listen, these lunatic white people, we're just, you know, hopefully a lot of you die out soon. I mean, you look kind of large and you drive those scooters and you don't have diabetes and shit, so.
So, one of the other... council people who's into the Jesus
who
voted against getting rid of it said he understands the council president's intention for more inclusivity using a moment of silence.
Right.
But he said prayer is a way of asking for an open mind and an open heart. So
what?
We are going to be non-inclusive.
Right. So we can be
to pray for an open mind and open heart to be more inclusive.
That is maddening. See, that's why if there's a God, God would listen to that person and say, "Hey, you are being a fucking idiot. And for that reason, I will never answer your prayers because you're too fucking stupid."
He said, it's not indicative of any one religion. We're just asking that a higher power look down on council and allow us to make the proper decisions. Well, what if you don't believe in a higher power?
Right.
What if you're a Buddhist?
Yeah, what about that? If there is a higher power up there, I mean, really, do you think it's stupid? Do you think the power is stupid?
Or
they ask him all these dumb fucking shit.
Like, God's up there watching Duck Dynasty, and then on the bat phone,
right,
gets, Well, I'm going to go check in on the Wilmington City Council meeting
because
they just rang my God bell. They just cast the right spell. So I'm going to make sure that they make good decisions.
Oh, yeah. Let me check up on these assholes. Oh, yeah. They're real humanitarians. Good for them.
Why don't you make good decisions based on what's best for the people?
Right. Yeah. What about that?
There's an idea.
Oh, geez. Do you think the Klan prays? Do you think people in the Klan pray?
They're big. They start out as a Christian organization.
Can you imagine? Jesus is like, oh, who is this? The Klan? No. Fuck you. Are you fucking kidding me? The Klan? I'm not going to answer your fucking prayers. You guys are lunatic racists.
How dare you? Jesus was white as fuck.
Jesus
with
would
those
hate
blue eyes?
Yeah, right. Right. Well,
and that blonde hair?
Right.
A lot of crunches?
Fitness plan.
Right. So there you go. I've got a clip here.
Oh, shit.
This lovely Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us here live. We're here every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, right. 5 to 7 on the East Type Coast.
Fuck Trump.
iTunes, Stitcher. Leave us good reviews.
Helps us.
I just fucking copied and pasted that.
Oh, no.
And it's being a little snatchy.
God damn it. What's with this fucking computer? It really does feel like that computer's being snatchy. Why?
Because it's the old computer,
right?
That that died and was resurrected, and now I'm using it as a slave for the show.
God damn it, Bill Gates! Fix this shit.
Over Alex Jones at InfoWars. We haven't heard from him in a few days. Alex,
oh yeah,
is not happy about all this this anti-Trump stuff. And the attacks on his orange daddy.
Is Alex Jones not at all concerned about the reports of the ties with Russia? Is he concerned that Trump is declaring war on the media? Does that not bother him at all? I'm sorry.
Nope.
Not one bit, right?
It's an attack by the, let's all say it together, the globalists.
Not the globalists.
It's the globalists, ladies and gentlemen.
Buy my Prostagard.
Strap in. This is,
he also sells water purification systems.
Yeah. He's got some crossover. He's a little competition with Jim Baker.
What?
Jim Baker does more food, right?
Yeah.
But Alex Jones also does like generators and
shit. You don't
think
they can find synergy ever? Come on.
I don't know.
Right.
You know, who hates, you know, Glenn Beck and Alex Jones loathe and despise each other, right?
Oh, do they? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Glenn Beck now, it's interesting that Glenn Beck.
Yes. The hamhead, the guy with the big fucking face
has, you can't really say he's gone sane, but appears to have veered more towards the less insane.
Right.
Well, Alex Jones is just off the fucking deep end and has gone completely Trumpian. Trumpist.
God.
Here he is losing his shit.
You're a Trumpist.
Over these evil attacks, lies, these Russian lies that they're coming out with about Donald and that the White House is in chaos, even though it's in chaos. But forgive me. Donald Trump came out and said,
right,
it's a well-oiled machine.
Oh, yeah. Does he believe Donald Trump?
Of course.
The globalists are pouring their full will out culturally through the propaganda, but also spiritually. And they're spoiling for a fight. They already got one. We already are kicking their ass all over the planet. Their world government's going to get torn into pieces. Humanity's already got too many threats ahead of it. We probably may not survive already, even if we beat them. So they got to be dealt with now.
What is he talking about?
Shit.
What threats are we not going to survive anyway, even if we beat them?
They got to be dealt with now.
You mean global warming that you've ignored, you fucker?
Oh, yeah. What about that?
I'm sure it's not that.
May not survive already, even if we beat them. So they got to be dealt with now. All the cowards, all the scum, all the backstabbers, all the vampires, all the pedos, they gotta be dealt.
All the pedos.
All the vampires. All the pedos.
All the fucking pedos, yeah. Man. That's funny.
All the scum, all the backstabbers, all the vampires, all the pedos, they gotta be dealt with. Doesn't mean there won't still be some creeping around. But they're not gonna be running the show anymore.
What the?
Oh, man, you want to fight? You're going to get one. Ugh.
Alex is ready, everybody. Alex may have been hitting the supplement jar just a little bit too much.
Oh, my God, that's fucking amazing.
Man, you want to fight? You're gonna get one. Ugh. I want to lose my voice, but I just want you to know
he's gonna lose his voice. How God can he? Damn. How does he have a voice after all these years talking like that?
I just want to beat these people, don't you? I'm sick of them. I'm sick of them thinking they're better than everybody and having their way with us, having their way with a lot of good, hardworking people. You pieces of crap.
The visual the visual on this is amazing.
Why
I mean
like,
yeah he's losing it. The look on his face, he's crazy enraged out of his mind.
A lot of good hardworking people, you pieces of crap. Excuse me. God almighty. I'm thinking they're better than everybody and having their way with us. Having their way with a lot of good, hardworking people, you pieces of crap. Excuse me. God almighty.
Hand in face. There you go. A little bit of a drop into Alex Jones.
Oh, God.
Spectacular.
Man. Oh, shit.
It's amazing, I mean, isn't it?
You know, what do you think on a scale of 1 being the least amount of butt-hurtedness and 10 being the max, when Donald Trump is impeached and
12
has to go away,
15,
they're going to be mad.
18.
They're not going to feel betrayed by Schindler. Are they going to stay with Schindler?
Rise up. You know they're coming after him.
They're going to stay with Schindler till the fucking end, these Trumpalos.
He thinks Barack Obama is in a bunker in Washington, D.C., directing a shadow government takeover.
He's in the Bahamas with Richard Branson.
Right.
Kiteboarding or something. What the fuck?
No, they're bringing in their army, and they're going
to... It's a live drop-in. You want to listen?
Yeah.
Live
yeah,
drop-in to Alex Jones.
He's over again. But it seems to me that's what the game plan is.
I agree. What do you think of Trump?
He's doing everything I want him to do. The only criticism I have of him... is if he concentrate more on getting his legislation passed and executive orders instead of, you know, all his backbiting trying to fight people that don't like him anyway. Well, in the order that the media handle them, the leftists, and just concentrate on getting all this stuff passed, because once he gets the economy to full employment and everything's rosy, these people won't be able to get elected dog catcher.
Get the music.
Well, do you ever think in our lifetimes we'd see such a super champion?
I never thought I'd see where us, the patriots and the common people, would have a foot in the door.
The black
where
haters.
He listened to us. He listened to you and he listened to the other internet host that we got to say.
Now, he's the real deal. He is the real deal.
He listens to you. Trump listens to Alex Jones.
Right, right.
And what? Well, I wonder what other internet host that idiot was talking about.
Do we know what song they're playing? That's a great song.
It's one of their, I don't know.
No, I think they're playing like a really good song.
Oh, I don't know.
Using it. Oh, God.
So there you go. There's a little drop in live. Apparently, right. Alex is taking callers right now who like them some Trump. I like what he's doing.
We going to get your economy back. We got to go and go what he's doing.
Full employment. Full employment. That's going
to
happen.
They won't be able to get like the dog catcher.
Oh, God. These leftists.
So stupid.
Let the media just deal with the leftists.
Fuck you, hippie.
So embarrassing. There's when I listen to MSNBC sometimes online, there's a promo that plays all the time.
Right.
And they're talking about how this happened, how this whole Trump thing happened.
How could this possibly have fucking happened?
And they say, you know, there was a group of people out there who feel left behind or left out. And then they cut to one of these idiots at a rally. This moron.
God damn it!
And he goes, I'm just tired of all the communism in Washington. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, my God. Damn it, motherfucker.
Meanwhile, I spent my Social Security check to come here and complain about the communism in Washington.
You know what, man?
On paved roads.
If there was an Illuminati.
Frustrating.
If there's an Illuminati, you guys listen
Illuminati.
To me.
You're not, what doing, I'm gonna they're say, not doing a great job.
What I'm gonna say is going to be controversial. And if you, you know, you can resist or you can just go with the flow.
Just lay back and take it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We need a mass IQ test. We need to test everyone's intelligence.
On.
And if you score a certain level, you vote. And if you don't score a certain level, you don't vote.
I believe they tried that in the South.
No, they did not.
If you were this color, you get an IQ
test.
Mine's
not racist. My test isn't racist.
You're giving it to everybody.
Yeah. No, wait a second. No.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Okay, can I ask you something else? Can we just find out whoever went to these rallies, and if they went, they get a fake ballot, and they don't get to vote?
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Oh, these people are so dumb.
What's John Dean, you know, the Watergate dude who's now a pundit.
John Dean, I do not know him.
Said that he was convicted in Watergate. He did time at a, you know, one of those golf prison camps.
Oh, right.
He said that, I mean, he's worried about this whole Trump. He thinks it's almost worse than Nixon.
Oh, shit, man. I mean, what do you think after that last press conference? I mean, what are, I don't know. I mean, it's so bad. It's so crazy.
Yeah. And he's been tweeting over the whole weekend. He tweeted that the media is the enemy of the people.
That's fucking insane.
Media,
man,
is the enemy of the people.
That is fucking nuts.
Let's head over to our president.
Oh, my God.
Twitter feed. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tweeting us. You can tweet us during the show live if you like, at Crab Diving. Tweet us anytime. CRABDIVING. You can also, don't forget, Facebook, Chatterbait.
And,
XTube.
Right.
Well, he did. We talked about this just a little bit. Just named General H.R. McMaster, National Security Advisor. He tweeted 2 hours ago. Right before that, Happy President's Day. Make America great again.
Yay.
Meanwhile, protests around the nation today. Not my President Day.
Okay.
Counter protest. Thousands of people in all kinds of big cities. It's going to drive him crazy.
Right.
But right before that, he tweeted, give the public a break. The fake news media is trying to say that large-scale immigration in Sweden is working out just beautifully. Not. Well, what happened, the Swedish thing, he just said something like, after what happened in Sweden last night. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
And then Sweden's like, we don't know what you're talking about. Right. Nobody knows what he's talking about.
And people were actually concerned, you know? Because it's not just me or you on a podcast going, oh, geez, you hear about that thing? And it didn't actually happen. It's the fucking president of the United fucking States. I read somewhere where somebody in the Swedish government was actually, a few people were concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, right? Why would you be?
Well, yeah, Pence had to go to Iraq and say, no, we're not coming to take your oil.
My God.
Don't worry about it. Don't listen to him. People are going around the world. Tillerson and Pence and these other people are going around the world telling them, don't listen to what he says. Don't worry, NATO.
Right.
We're with you.
God, you know, geez. I know Hillary was just so incompetent. Hillary.
Yeah, emails, man.
Horrible. Horrible as Secretary of State, too, right?
So he tweeted last night, my statement as to what's happening in Sweden was in reference to a story that was broadcast on Fox News concerning immigrants in Sweden.
Okay. Okay, Donald.
He's laying there watching Fox News.
Yeah. In his fucking underwear with his hand in his pants, playing with his balls.
And they love him.
Oh,
that's
my God.
That's the only one that He says, treats him fairly.
Oh, yeah.
Fox and Friends in the morning. Doocy loves to lick my bunghole. I like that.
That's his favorite thing right after coffee.
I like that while Kilmeade works his hand on my shaft.
Hey, guys.
Right.
Spit roasting at noon.
That's what's going on.
How depressing.
The fake news media trying to say that large-scale immigration in Sweden is working out just beautifully. Well, it's not working out poorly.
And yeah, I mean, what does working out mean? I mean, what it should mean is a bunch of people that were in danger. They found refuge. They're safe. They have shelter. I mean, what does he want? Do they want to turn a profit on this thing or something?
Rush Limbaugh loved him.
Oh, yes.
Some Trumpian press conference.
Yeah, this Rush, what a great guy.
Last week, we talked a little bit about that. But here is Rush Limbaugh on Fox talking with Chris Wallace.
Oh, shit.
Who, by the way, did a great job of eviscerating.
Oh, my God.
Reince Priebus. Reince!
Nein! Yeah, that was awesome.
Priebus probably thought he was going to get some puffballs over at Fox. Yeah. He needs to go on Fox and Friends.
No, right.
If he wants some good filleting.
Yeah, yeah. They'll rusty trombone you over there, Reince.
Chris Wallace will actually sneak out some journalism every once in a while.
It won't be as comfortable.
And here is Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, God.
Talking about
the oxy walrus.
Here you go.
Rush, you might well be right.
This is important stuff.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying at least he passed his program, and President Trump hasn't passed any of his programs yet.
Talking about Obama.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying at least he passed his program, and President Trump hasn't passed any of his programs yet.
Well, of course, it makes my point. Here you had, I tiptoe again. You have the historic
You're not very good
first
at tip-toeing.
African-American. Well, it's television. It's Fox News. I have deep respect. No, seriously, you have a first African-American president. You have everybody falling all over themselves to acknowledge that, to reward that.
So Obama got shit done because he's black. So everyone was falling over themselves to acknowledge that.
Oh, yeah.
To reward that.
He used his superpower.
American president. You have everybody falling all over themselves to acknowledge that, to reward that. Obama was going to get everything he wanted in the first year because if anybody opposed it, they were going to be accused of being a racist.
Oh, there
my
you go.
God, what a fucking asshole.
Nobody opposed anything of Obama's in the first year.
Yeah, right.
Mitch the bitch McConnell.
Yeah.
Obama's hand hadn't pulled off the Bible, and he was like, our main goal is to make sure this man's a one-term president.
Great. Right.
And that they would obstruct anything, everything.
And then they have the balls, they have the nerve to deny that obstruction when it's like, oh, my God. They shut down the government.
And now with the Democrats, they're like, I can't believe they're slowing down these nominations.
Oh, yes.
How they hate America.
Oh, fuck you.
Or bigot or who knows what. But don't ignore the substance. The voters know that his stimulus, it doesn't matter when it got passed, he misled everybody about it. The people of this country are tired of being misled. They're tired of voting based on what?
They're tired of being misled. The man in charge can't speak without Pinocchio's nose flying out farther.
Yeah. I mean, it's so fucked up.
There's nothing.
He's not saying anything that's true ever.
Right.
Candidates have told him they're going to do, and nothing ever changes. Trump has a wide berth here, Chris. The media did not make Donald Trump, and they can't destroy him. But the media thinks, and when I say media, let me define ABC, CBS, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today, LA Times, that caught
all the biggest journalism.
Yeah. He's omitting just a few of them, okay?
Yeah. These are all the... This is the media. The ones that, you know, play clips of what he said.
The Tucson Bagel.
Hard-hitting journalism and, yeah, investigative journalism and stuff and put out the facts and shit. These are the ones you got to watch out for.
Right.
But the media thinks, and when I say media, let me define ABC, CBS, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today, LA Times, that cadre. They have a formula. They have a blueprint for destroying Republican political officials they don't like. It's not going to work on Trump. He doesn't fit that mold. They're trying to every day. It's kind of comical to watch.
Well,
by printing what he says and does is them trying to bring him down. That's understand from these idiots.
If you want to say, hey, Rush, you're right. Maybe there is a blueprint. The blueprint is what you just said.
Yeah.
Say what you said. Right. How evil is that? Jeez.
They're trying to every day. It's kind of comical to watch. And my point about the domestic agenda,
I'm not interrupting because that's agreed. I'm just moving you along. I want to stay on this media.
Well, anyway. So gross.
Good fucking God.
So gross.
The media, it's evil media, man. They're printing what we say. They're saying what I've
How dare you play that tape of what Trump said?
We're just playing tapes of the horrible shit that you know you've said in public. It's not even
Trump tweeted or tweeted.
Yes, we have it
in front of us.
You typed it and thought about it and sent it out to the American people.
February 17th, the fake news media, failing New York Times, NBC News, ABC, CBS, CNN, is not my enemy. It is the enemy of the American people. You just tweeted out that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the biggest news media giants in the country are the enemy
of
the American people because they're printing negative stuff about you, orange little narcissistic shit. Diddler.
You lunatic. It really is bananas.
Man, it's so frustrating.
What else are you supposed to do? Their side is blessed with this fucking fan base of idiots, these Trumpalos that don't have a sense of irony. Or they can't. I don't know. They don't have a bullshit detector or something.
Yeah, that John Dean.
Say anything to
John
them.
Dean said, well, you know, we just need to realize that. There is maybe 25% of the population, let's say.
Yes.
Just a healthy percentage.
It's a lot of fucking people.
Are actual autocrats. Like, you know, we'll say, what's wrong with you people? These are the people who will say, well, Trump should just be able to override any judge's decision that he doesn't like. Oh, he's just trying to make America great again. Those horrible judges, those activist judges.
They're getting in the way of making this country great.
Upholding that Constitution and shit when Trump's trying to make it better.
Well, I mean, and we it's almost wrong to make fun of them for thinking that when the goddamn president is saying the judges are obstructionists, the so-called judges.
Yeah, he's playing He's playing right into it.
They're not legitimate.
But we just got to realize the 75 other percent of us that these people, their guy's in charge right now. And we got to watch the fuck out because it can get ugly really quick.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not an autocracy and we're a representative democracy here and it's got to stay that way. And these are the people screaming Constitution, wearing red, white, and blue. And they're anti-American. By definition, they're anti-American. If they want Trump to have wide-ranging, unquestionable powers, that's un-American because that ain't how it works.
Right. I have a question. Titanic analogy. In the Titanic analogy.
Size-wise?
No. Is Trump the iceberg? Or is Trump steering the boat? Are we the boat?
Yeah, we're the boat.
Right.
And Trump's steering.
Yeah.
Already. Again.
Yes.
He's backing it up and hitting the iceberg again.
You know, it's fucked up about that. I think the first people to die on that Titanic were the people in steerage.
Hit it again.
The lower class.
Well, of course.
Didn't have any fucking money.
Couldn't get out.
God damn it. So Trump is the iceberg. He's not the guy steering the boat.
Well, I mean... Maybe. I got a cipher on that for a while.
Who's Leonardo DiCaprio?
There was room on that piece of wood, is all I'm saying.
There
was room for two, is all I'm saying.
For Leonardo DiCaprio, no less. You're not going to save Leonardo DiCaprio. Come on.
Yeah.
He's dreamy.
And then, spoiler alert.
Yes.
When that old lady throws that $1 million thing into the water.
You fucking asshole. Right. Oh, yeah. You're going in after that.
God damn it.
Damn it. You're going to find
a homeless shelter could be built for that, you selfish asshole.
Fucking ring. Yeah, that's lunacy. The stupidest fucking movie. Bill Pullman was in that. No. What's his face? Not Bill Pullman. Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
That shitty scene at the end. He's in charge of the mission where they explore the wreckage or whatever.
They're really working on Avatar 2 big time, bigly, right now, I think.
Was Bill Pullman in that? Or Bill?
No, it's the same. It's James Cameron.
Bill Paxton. Oh, they both directed that. Okay. I couldn't figure out why the fuck you brought that up.
Yeah, the same director.
Like, who the fuck was Bill Paxton in the movie with the blue people? What was that?
Avatar.
Avatar, yes. Great movie.
Probably. I mean, that was amazing character rendering then. I can imagine. Fucking amazing. Like in Star Wars.
Fucking
bring back Grand Moff Tarkin and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's blue Spoiler people. Alert. Those blue people, if they came to this planet, would fucking kill us. Would fucking fuck us up.
I think anybody would kill at us. This point.
Oh, yes.
They'd be like, look at them.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Morning Joe. Oh, we last reported that Mika had declared it a...
God damn it.
A Kellyanne Gables... Gerbils.
Yes.
A Kellyanne Conway free zone.
Oh, way to take a stand, rich white woman.
Because all she does is spew untruths.
Yeah, no shit.
And now there was this Reuters report that there are now three separate Justice Department investigations going on into Trump's ties to Russia.
Oh,
three
shit.
Separate.
That seems like a lot.
Despite, I'm sure, the president trying to play whack-a-mole and get rid of them. Why can't we just stop these? I'm president.
Dude, man. He better get... I say, get the fuck out of there. If I was him, I would be like... I would just go to these people like, what do I have to do to make these investigations go away? Resign.
Well, Joe Scarborough, I was going to say arguably, but I don't think it's arguable. I think it's a fact that one of the enablers of Trump foisting upon us from early on in the goddamn primaries when he could get on Morning Joe every fucking morning they could call him.
Oh, yeah. The Trump phone. Who's more responsible for humanizing...
Donald. O'Donnell.
Who is more responsible in the media for humanizing Schittler, Scarborough or Fallon?
Scarborough, I think. More constant.
Yes. Even though Fallon played with his hair.
It was one night of hair mussing.
Of fashion.
One incident of experimentation on Fallon.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it. Good job there.
Well, Scarborough.
Oof. Fuck.
Morning Joe this morning.
Yes.
I think Morning Joe is signing off the Trump train.
Oh, no.
He, I believe, has said now that the ties and the lies with Russia are, quote, insurmountable.
Two big Russia stories. The one in the New York Times about this proposed peace plan. The Reuters story fleshes out some of the details of what they say are three separate Justice Department investigations into the president's and his associates' ties with Russia.
But you know, he has nothing to do with Russia. He's got no businesses there. He's got no loans there. According to him, he's got nothing. Nothing in Russia.
There's a third as well. Jim Comey's appearance Friday before the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Right.
In which I've heard from a couple of different sources was like, whoa.
And you have Marco Rubio leaving that meeting and saying we are going to take this incredibly seriously.
Yeah, even Rubio was at that meeting with Comey and took a time out from a foam party to tweet, or maybe he tweeted from the foam party.
You know what the giveaway is with that guy? He always forgets the towel off the top of his ear and there's a little dollop of foam right there.
That's not foam. On the 17th, after this meeting, Rubio tweeted out, I am now very confident Senate Intel Committee I serve on will conduct thorough bipartisan investigation of Putin interference and influence.
Damn.
So even Rubio is like, okay, you know, I think we're going to look into this.
Oh, yes.
We're going to have to look into this shit.
Remember when you used to call me little Rubio?
Because Rubio is shaving his balls.
Oh, yes.
And manscaping and getting ready for 2020.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd. Right.
He's ready. Oh, God, I can't imagine taking a straight razor down there.
The demon Holy barber shit. Of Pete Street.
Morning, yeah, Joe. Man.
Yeah. All right. Well, still and, go ahead, Jeff.
Now, these are three of the other people. Oh, yes. Now, here's Morning Joe opining right. himself.
You know, Mark, there are lies that Donald Trump tells, and there are lies that Bill Clinton told. As I always say, David Geffen says he's an incredibly good liar. But there are times that you look into the camera, as he did with Monica Lewinsky and made his infamous utterance, which stuck. And I think
he's still a Republican.
Is this Morning Joe?
Morning Joe is still a Republican.
Pause it. Pause it. Pause
Let's
it.
Not forget, he's
God
still got to do. They have terminal whataboutitis. It's all they can do.
He's even denying he's doing it.
He's talking about. He's basically shitting on Trump, but he's making sure everybody knew that Bill Clinton looked into the camera and said, "I did not have sexual God. Relations with that woman."
Say Vince Foster.
Blowing a load on that blue dress right. is not sexual relations.
Oh, my God, you fucking asshole. This has nothing to do with that. It's not even fucking related.
Let's all take a moment to reflect upon and remember the spectacular
yes.
giant brass balls Ooh. Of Bill Clinton
Ooh,
saying,
let me see him.
It depends on what the definition of is
oh,
is.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking amazing.
Right. I remember that, yeah.
Not a great moment for Democrats, but
whatever.
Hilarious.
Yes.
...into the camera, as he did with Monica Lewinsky and God. Made his infamous utterance, which stuck. And
Fuck
I think
you
actually look at Donald Trump saying, hey, I have not had any ties with Russia. I've had no business dealings with Russia. And he just says that point blank. I think... These stories that come out, I
Russia, what is that, a country?
Ooh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think the political problems that follow, if there are all these front businesses, are insurmountable for him.
Yeah, I mean, the very Justice Department that Hillary Clinton blames in large part for her loss is now a pretty big threat to Donald Trump's administration.
And let's not forget that Donald Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., is on the record a couple years ago saying that Russia was a huge part right. of the Trump family business.
Right. All right, still ahead. Well,
Yeah, what about that? Maybe speaking in hyperbole.
Significant percentage, he said, of our income comes from Russia. And
How do
Trump's
you know?
Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have any deals. I don't know. Russia.
You're taking it out of context. How do you know he wasn't reading for a part and that was a side that he was given?
Donald Jr. is
it was a line.
Gonna be acting now?
Sure. Whatever.
he's like Sweet's turning over a new leaf.
Oh, yes.
Maybe Eric is gonna play a vampire or something.
Play a vampire. He is a vampire. Those kids, jeez. They're so creepy. What do you call them? Uday and Kuse?
Uday and Kuse.
Yeah.
So, did you see this story that, I guess somebody who Trump admires because he's a strong leader.
Hitler?
Kim Jong-un.
You can say what you want about him. He's right. a strong leader. He's starving his people to death. Fucking all dying.
Well, this is out of a fucking spy movie. Did you see what happened? His older brother.
Yes.
Half brother, maybe.
Right.
Kim Jong-nam.
Right.
N-A-M.
Nam.
Was.
Nam, 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 nam.
For
nam.
A long time, everyone thought, well, when Kim Jong-il, the daddy.
Yes.
When he dies, or when the great leader is assumed into heaven.
Oh, yeah.
To go hit. Holes in one all day there like he did in the real life
right
they assume that this Kim Jong-nam would be Nam. The I think he's maybe the oldest son. He would be next in line.
What happened?
But he got kind of discredited and dad kind of disowned him a little. He was caught I think he's kind of a party guy.
Okay.
And I think he's not so much into the whole North Korea
right,
thing
right. I get it.
And he was caught trying to go to Disneyland in Japan
so
using a fake I forget what country, Malaysian or something, using a fake passport.
Yeah, okay.
Somehow they caught him trying to go to Japan to go to Disneyland.
What?
Undercover. Just leave me alone. I want to go to Disneyland.
Why can't he? Why can't he just fucking go?
Well, because
he's from North Korea.
Well, right. They frown upon that.
They can't just and you're
gonna
back go to, channels?
You're going to go to the poster child of evil capitalist Western society?
They don't care.
But Disney fucking land?
Listen, I guarantee you, if, what's his name? Kim Jong-un? He's in charge now, correct?
Yes.
If the Un called up Donald and was like, listen, how about this? I won't test any more nuclear weapons. I don't care about any of that shit. I want to, this year for Christmas, I want to spend it in Disney World. I love Disney World. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend it there with my family for Christmas. Do you think Trump would facilitate that trip? Well, in secret?
Well, he would tell somebody to do it. I don't know that he would. I don't know if Don's calling up asking for rates.
Right.
I'm looking for a family of four.
This guy doesn't have, you know what's funny? He's going to go to Disneyland. To what?
Well, but that's why he was caught and it shamed the country.
Right.
And it's just,
okay.
I guess it was just, you know, he's like the playboy Western lover.
Yeah.
So he got booted. He was no longer.
What a dick.
Taking over. Kim Jong-il had his grabber.
Okay.
Kim Jong-un ascends to the poobosity or whatever the fuck you call it there.
Poobosity.
He's in charge. He, you know, knocks off a couple of uncles here and there. Executes a couple of other people just to make sure everything, he's staying in charge. Well, now, brother is dead.
Oh, shit.
Kim Jong-nam.
Nam.
Assassinated.
Oh, fuck.
They think with some fucked up kind of poison
shit. God damn it.
In an airport in Malaysia.
I thought that was Putin's thing. I thought Putin assassinated people that way.
He was walking around the airport. He was at the baggage kiosk kind of thing.
Yes.
A woman in a white shirt walks up to him and appears to wipe. This is on CCTV also.
Right.
Appears to wipe a cloth across his face with another woman who bumps into him at the same time.
Okay.
And then they both just kind of disappear into the crowd. Like they bump into him, rub this cloth on his face and disappear into the crowd. He starts feeling dizzy.
Oh my God.
Tells the airport employees, they take him to the medical center. On the way to the hospital, he died.
That's just like 24. Do you remember that episode where the
fucked up.
The assassin put that layer of fake skin on their
right,
hand.
Right. And he had some
hot
poison.
Chick went and shook his hand and got the fucking bullshit all over him and he fucking died. That's how this guy died.
Now,
did they catch the people with the face towel?
Well, they're starting to, and I believe they caught one of the women.
Okay.
If not both of the women.
Oh, shit.
That did it, and one of them is claiming that they're still investigating.
Okay.
But she's claiming that she was scammed into believing she was participating in some hidden prank show.
Oh, yeah, wait, God, I'm such an idiot. I read this story. This is amazing. Yes.
She's claiming that that somebody told her, take this cloth,
rub it
on this guy's face, then run away. We're going to use it on a TV prank show.
See, this is punked. If Ashton Kutcher was creative, this was punked.
The woman arrested in the killing of North Korean leader's half-brother thought she was participating in a TV prank show when she squirted liquid in his face.
Oh, my God.
Her name is...
Oh, shit.
C.T. Aisha. Aisha.
Yes.
He's one of four people who've been arrested.
Okay.
They believe he was sprayed with poison as he waited to board a flight at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport.
Do you think that's true?
She says she was not aware it was an assassination attempt.
Oh, my God.
She is Indonesian.
Okay.
She was arrested three other people have also been arrested, a North Korean man, a Malaysian man, another woman who has Vietnamese identification. The woman said that she had sprayed other people in a similar manner three or four times before. But in this case, they're saying there was allegedly a dangerous substance in the sprayer. So supposedly they used her to spray a few people to throw the scent.
Fucking God.
And then when they said, go get that guy over there, they switched the bottle up.
Are you telling me this person was assassinated and the cover that was used by the assassin was that they were shooting a reality television show?
That's what she thought.
Like a punked?
Yeah.
That's fucking bananas.
According to her.
Do you think she's lying?
Who knows? They haven't confirmed who may have provided the sprayer.
I mean, because now I'm just thinking that is a great excuse. I didn't know. I had no idea. I thought it was part of a, you know, a fucking game show. I mean, I guess if you're like, I don't know. That doesn't work with everybody. But
Kim said he felt like someone grabbed or held his face from behind. And then somebody, so the other woman must have grabbed his head.
Right.
And then the sprayer woman sprayed him in the face.
Yeah.
He said he felt dizzy immediately. They went to the customer. He went to the customer service counter, and they took him to the clinic there. Right. They called an ambulance on the way to the hospital.
Oh my God!
He deceased.
Right.
So now they're investigating. Of course, North Korea is like, we don't know what you're talking about. Don't know what talking about at all.
Oh my God! That's how Jeffrey Dahmer did it. He told people he was on Chopped. Come over.
Fucked up, huh?
Yeah, that is fucked up.
In an airport. They sprayed somebody in the face with poison and killed them in an airport. It's like a goddamn spy movie.
They're like, listen, we want people in the audience to participate. We'll give you a t-shirt, you know, whatever, a poster, and spray some people. Then they do a couple, and they shoot it, and they do a couple. And then by the time that person gets sprayed, this is nuts!
Batshit. Batshittery.
That's crazy, man.
Batshittery all around.
It's suspect.
We talked about all the protests that have been going on a little bit. Yes. Today is the not my president's day or something like that. We're in a bunch of places, a bunch of cities, thousands and thousands of people are protesting.
You know,
and
Donald,
it's multiple reasons, which is what's great. Like, it's bringing everybody together.
Yes.
The people that are worried about immigration, the people that are worried about the environment, the people that are worried about LGBT rights, the people that are worried about racism, the people that are worried about criminal justice. Everybody's coming together.
Right. Do you think Donald is still stuck in a place where he's thinking, well, you know, this is just typical growing pains. This is typical shit. You think he knows this is different?
Well, I think he's got, you know, he's got Bannon and that
it's President's and Day,
that,
dude.
That dead-eyed reptile, right. Stephen Miller, whispering in his ear, telling him, you're great. Look at all the people at the rallies. He went to that rally on Saturday.
Yes.
Probably took Melania on the floor of Air Force One soon as they took off because he was so hard and raging after his ego stroke.
I am torrid.
He's...
What a baboon.
I think you've got those guys telling him, it's the lying media. They're trying to take you down. Everybody loves you. The people really love you. Look at how bigly you won.
Bigly.
And then when you try to tell him, well, you lost the popular vote.
He's a buffoon.
He'll say, but 80 million people voted in you.
I don't give a shit.
Yesterday I saw a couple of comments in a couple different stories.
I'm gonna lie
in
your face.
It's up to 20 now. Each incident, these were separate trolls answering comments, and they said, well, they said it was 3 million, but in actuality, I seen reports where it's actually up to 20 million.
Isn't it a number that can be checked? Isn't it a number that people officially know a count of? Am I nuts? Yeah. Right?
I would think. And then another one's like, there are, you know, this proves.
Yeah.
That they said, how can, if it's, we know that it's really like 10 or 12 million. How can, you know, with the population of Mexico is 100 and something million people. How can 10% of their population be here? And it's like, first of all, your God. 11 million number is wrong, wrong, wrong. And secondly, not every undocumented person here in the country is a Mexican. There are millions and millions of people from other countries of the world. But this idiot, fleeced by Fox News, fleeced by Breitbart, fleeced by WND,
yeah.
Trump, right. Bannon, Stephen Miller, Cunty Ann Conway,
yes.
all of these fucking ass wipes. They all believe it. It's you got to watch out because it's all the Mexicans dragging down our economy.
I was just going to scream out, you know, not every news story is fucking fake. Not everyone is lying. But the problem is there's a lot of fake news. It's like,
yeah.
it's impossible. It really is impossible. It's like you got a bunch of crazy, paranoid, racist assholes out there that will believe anything they read. And you're trying not to tell them to believe
from certain places,
right? It's impossible. Fuck it, you can't
only from certain places,
right? They're gonna be crazy. There's nothing you can do. We're fucked.
Because if Rachel Maddow shows a mathematical proof proving that 1 and 1 equals 2, that's fake news. It's a lie. Trump said 1 and 1 equals 5.
I'm believing Trump. You're a liar.
He's a good businessman.
Eat my dick.
Look at that hot wife he got.
Oh yeah. Look at Melania. Melania's miserable. I saw this story you put up on Facebook. Is it true? Is she sad?
There's reports that everybody's sad.
Everybody's miserable.
She's not even fucking there.
What?
She's in New York.
What's she doing
She's
about the cyberbullying?
She's hardly even at the White Horse, at the White House, I mean.
When should we...
I hope she doesn't do anything.
No, I want to...
No, because that's censorship. That's the cyberbullying she's worried about is people saying bad stuff about her or bad stuff about Don.
God, I thought it would be...
I don't like the cyberbullying when the poor people talk bad about the rich people, because we're better than them.
And if you don't stop talking bad, the czar will tweet to you and make you a big fucking target.
Well, yeah.
Because he's an evil fucking lunatic.
Although in some cases it helps.
Yes.
Like right. Saturday Night Live's never had better ratings in recent years. The New York Times, as much as Don tweets that they're failing, it's just the opposite. Their subscriptions are way up thanks to him.
What about that union leader? Remember that guy, the carrier? Oh, yeah. That guy, he got all kinds of shit because Trump...
He doesn't want to be famous, though. He's just like a regular guy. If you talk to him, he's from middle of Indiana, union leader. Took on Trump in Twitter.
Right. That was nuts.
Here's talking about these protests.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, we talked... John Dean, like I said, had mentioned that there's just a percentage of the population that is autocratic. And,
right.
and just but we just got to admit it.
Right.
They want a big daddy. He used the word daddy.
Oh, yes.
They want a daddy. They want someone to take care of them.
A leather one.
They want to be told what to think.
Right.
They don't care. As long as they want a job.
Sure.
They want to be able to feed their families.
They want to get that choke chain
but anything else... Any policies, any international issues, they don't give a fuck. Just tell them what to think.
You know, one time in Chicago, I used to take the subway to work very early in the morning at Starbucks. Like, I'd ride that fucking train like 3:45 a.m. And I would see, like, for a while, my schedule was synced up to that of, like, a dominatrix couple or something. It was, like, the whole leather outfit. It was, like, a leather daddy and the leather...
Riding the subway?
Yeah, and the leather dom.
The slave and the dom?
The dom and the slave.
Oh, wow.
It's a leather daddy situation. The guy had a choke chain on, and the guy would, like, tug his leash when it was time for him to walk. It's like on the subway. What do you think the fare is if you bring your slave?
I think you pay.
Is it full price?
I assume. Unless it's a service.
Really was
slave?
Fucking bizarre, man.
unless it's your medical service slave.
He
sucks my dick whenever my blood sugar gets too high.
I don't know. It was very strange.
Here talking about the protests and this isn't right.
Right.
Pat Robertson from the 700 Club.
The press is against him, so, you know, you read the Bible and... There was a point in there where God told Jeremiah, he said, tell them to take the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, and they didn't want to do it. And you read the Psalms, the second Psalm, which says, you know, why do the nations rage and imagine a vain thing, and they revolt against the Lord and his anointed? I think somehow there's the Lord's plan is being put in place for America, and these people are not only revolting against Trump, they're revolting against what God's plan is for America.
See, there we go. We are not only anti-Trump,
right?
We're anti-God. This is how they're trying to shore up the evangelical, heinous, hideous base.
Right. You are the evil flames of Nebuchadnezzar, or whatever the fuck. What was that? I want to know, what was that story he was talking about?
The holy hand grenade of Antioch.
It's like when
Nebuchadnezzar
go fucks a sheep right in the asshole.
That's what God's plan is for America. These other people have been trying to destroy America. These left-wingers and so-called progressives are trying to destroy the country that we love and take away the freedoms they love. They want collectivism. They want socialism. And what we're looking at is free markets and a freedom from this terrible overarching bureaucracy. They want to fight as much as they can. But
what did fucking Jesus ever say about the goddamn fair market capitalism system?
What about that? Jesus wasn't... Who the fuck was Jesus?
All I knew was the only time he allegedly got really pissy was when a bunch of assholes were selling tchotchkes in the temple.
Is Jesus Willie Loman?
Why? From Death of a Salesman?
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Every man's... I don't think so.
No. Okay. Never mind.
I think Jesus is...
Who is Jesus?
Skeletor.
Terrible overarching bureaucracy, and they want to fight as much as they can. But I think the good news is the Bible says he that sits in the heavens will laugh them to scorn. And I think that Trump's got something on his side that is a lot more powerful than the media.
Sits in the heaven will laugh them to scorn. That bullshit is even in the Bible. Those sanctimonious fucks who are always I'm going to laugh and I'm going to be sipping a margarita while you are roasting in the fires of hell.
Have fun burning in hell, stupid.
I can't wait.
Oh, yes.
I hope there's a window we can watch you as those all burn.
No, it'll be a party. It'll be a whole thing.
These are the loving Christians who can't wait to watch people suffer for eternity.
They're going to be playing cornhole.
Such frauds.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
The side that is... a lot more powerful than the media.
God, there you go. It's like a dick, dude.
So the people who are anti-Trump are anti-God's plan.
Jesus is Skeletor.
And they're against God.
I did not know that.
I guess he's maybe not a bad guy. Maybe Jesus is He-Man.
Which Jesus?
Maybe Jesus is He-Man.
White Jesus or black Jesus? Which one?
Well, there is no black Jesus. How dare you?
What do you mean?
That's something the leftists try to put out there.
No.
Try to make you believe.
But he's from Africa. He was born in Africa. You're telling me he's not black?
Just like Jesus
he's white.
Poor people and stuff. That's a lie. Oh,
yeah. Santa Claus is black.
Also ringing in on the protests and just general... anti-Trumpish kind of stuff is another person who, along with Alex Jones, apparently believes that former President Barack Hussein Obama.
Stop it! Don't fucking say it.
Is currently busy setting up some kind of shadow government.
The bunker? Is he in the bunker?
And organizing all of these people with, of course, George Soros's money.
Oh, yes.
Because apparently. I haven't gotten my Soros check yet. Have you gotten yours?
Big Leather Daddy Soros is late sending that upstart bill.
Apparently, we're all being paid.
Oh, yes.
That guy's got a lot of money because...
Oh, yeah. He's loaded.
Tens of thousands of people across the nation today in multiple cities...
Yeah, per hour.
...are protesting. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Of which, of course, there's 0.0 truth.
Right.
However...
Nobody has a canceled check or...
Well, he donates to MoveOn.org, so that's what they believe is the connection.
And then MoveOn.org...
is a liberal, horrible place that'll tweet out, hey, everybody, there's a There's a protest today.
Yeah. Then they'll distribute the Soros funds.
Therefore, Soros is organizing a protest. Yeah. Doesn't matter about the Koch brothers and what they've
fuck
done.
That. Don't worry about that.
And what Americans for Prosperity, right. The evil that organization has wrecked upon the country.
Sure. They're just doing grassroots stuff, like putting people at school board on school boards that believe the earth is fucking flat.
Yeah. So here is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
Motherfucker. I swear to fucking God, this guy.
Chris Dolun, these guys are all fucking emboldened because of their orange daddy.
We just heard from this dickhead. And, we just heard from him.
Just the cosmic level of hypocrisy from these faux Christians in this country.
Guy.
Like Dave Dobenmeyer. Oh. All these assholes. There were, I think you might have put the story out on Facebook. 500, was it? Evangelical leaders signed a letter to Trump. It's anti-Trump. They're like, you're anti-Christian values. We should be helping immigrants. We should be helping the poor kind of thing.
Yeah,
we're not everybody are these foul, fake Christians.
Yes, that's true, Pat. Some of them are real.
And like Dave Dobenmeyer here, who's just out to make a dime off and condemn people and judge people and scream at poor women who are trying to go get health care.
This guy is a hack.
Here's what he says we need to do.
He's a fucking lightweight.
Because of all these protests and everything.
The world's on fire. The culture's disintegrating. Hey, pass the salt. You look at
the world is on fire and the culture is disintegrating. Do you see the world on fire right now?
What does pass the salt mean? Even pass the salt, what the fuck is he saying?
He's like, oh, it's great. That's okay. The liberals think it's great that the world's on fire.
No big deal. Pass the salt. Oh, I see.
These are peaceful protests.
Oh, yes.
But they're going to, you know, try to find somebody who burned a car somewhere. And that's the example of every single city.
Hey, man.
Look at these rioters. Rioters.
Atheists. Heathens.
Hey, pass the salt. You look out there. Donald Trump, now we know his own CIA, FBI, this what they call those guys, the snoops, they're not sharing all their information with the president now. They're not sharing in his daily briefings. They're not giving him the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
There were reports.
Yes.
And allegedly leaks from the White House said that Trump lost his fucking mind when these reports came out. That the CIA, that the intelligence, that the spooks, not the snoops, the spooks were withholding certain information because they are a little worried that it's going to go right back to Russia.
Oh, my God. Do you think he
not necessarily
people?
From Trump? But maybe before through Flynn, who was attached like a fucking remora to one of Trump's man tits.
What? Oh, my God. What a miserable fucking existence. Could you imagine that's your life?
Ooh.
Your little eel.
Suckling off those spindly hairs that are surrounding his nipples.
Oh, sure. But you're sucking off his own life juice. You're living off his juice.
Truth, the whole truth. Nothing but the truth. They're undermining at every turn. Why? Well, we have to understand that we're at a war. We're at war. And to see what President Obama put into place, his desire to destroy America, I think he ought to be arrested. Anybody agree with me on that? I think
Obama ought to be arrested.
Anybody agree with me on that there? God damn it. God, these guys, he's so fucking stupid. What Obama done put in place?
Jade
Helm 13.
He ought to be arrested.
Oh, these guys are so stupid.
And they're the true Americans. They're the patriots.
Yes.
We should arrest the former president for the stuff that he did legally.
What the fuck, dude? Didn't they do that in Russia back in the 1700s?
1700s? Didn't Putin have somebody off not that long ago?
Oh, sure. Here.
Allegedly.
Poison, right? That was poison. What's up with this fucking
poison
shit?
I wonder how
that
guy's doing.
The guy who got poisoned?
The second time.
Well, that was Roger Stone.
He was in a coma.
Yes.
Last week.
Do you think Putin had Roger Stone poisoned? Is that what Roger...
that's bullshit.
What? Wait, we don't know that. Roger Stone said he was poisoned.
Come on, he got some bad shellfish or something and shit his guts out for a week. And he's like, I thought I was sick. But now I'm convinced that it was Polonium or something.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking liar.
Polonium. They put polonium in my omelet.
I don't have any updates yet.
Oh, shit.
On the...
The Rogerstone got poisoned?
On the poisoning of the guy.
Oh, yeah. Nobody cares about Roger Stone getting poisoned.
Well, because it's a lie. I don't have any updates. Yes. It just says, as of the 9th, he was in a coma, so I don't know.
It's the 20th. We don't have a fucking update on this.
We don't know how. We'll send God our damn it. Investigative unit.
Yes, unit.
Over to Russia.
Right.
I don't know. I'd love to go to Moscow, actually. It looks
I don't want to go there. I don't want to go to Russia. Fuck that. Why? You want to go to Russia?
Because we're anti-Trump. We might get poisoned.
Right.
Are you worried?
Yeah.
Here's more Dave.
Coach I don't want to fly there either.
And to see what President Obama put into place, his desire to destroy America, I think he ought to be arrested. Anybody agree with me on that? I think he should be arrested. I think this guy has done everything he can to destroy America. I believe he's a traitor. I believe he should be arrested.
Amen.
And I wish Trump would do it. I don't know.
Amen.
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 Every
some
person.
Asshole in a basement in somewhere in Mississippi on Google Hangouts.
Oh my God.
Amen.
Calling every stupid person on the motherfucking planet, please. God damn it.
Bye bye. I think he ought to be arrested.
Fuck you.
And I wish Trump would do it. I don't know if he would, but some of us ought to do it. We ought to go get our pitchforks and our torches and go to town and arrest a guy.
Oh, I defy you. I'll contribute $20.
Yes.
To help Dave Dobenmeyer and his group of Christians buy some pitchforks and some torches and go try to arrest Barack Obama.
Oh, my
please,
God.
Please, please, please. I would pay to film that.
Oh, Jesus.
As these doughy, white, old fuck Christian lying men waddle to Washington.
We're going
to
arrest
with
you.
Pitchforks and torches. And they're like, Barack Hussein Obama, I arrest you in the name of God and Lord and America and the Constitution. And then the Secret Service people go, kapow, kapow, kapow.
No, no, no. What would happen is, but you forget how, don't you forget how charming Barack Hussein Obama can be?
Yeah, he'd probably invite him in. And
yeah, they would start the whole procedure, and he was like, Barack would say, well, you know what, listen up, guys. You know, you seem nice. I mean,
you with the pitchfork. And the hang the Muslim sign.
You're right.
Seem reasonable. You guys seem reasonable.
Trying to arrest a guy. He's doing everything he can to undermine us.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Obama is doing everything he can to undermine us. Meanwhile, have you heard of Obama doing anything except for windsurfing with Branson? What has Obama done?
Hey, Obama, quit slacking off. I want. When am I going to get pictures of your fucking feet?
They're sick and they need an enemy.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
And they can't think of one right now besides the General Lugenpresse.
Nine!
And the leftists. But they need a specific enemy. Trump was never more turgid than when he had Killary to point at.
Right.
Or when he had Little Marco or Lion Ted.
Yes.
Or Low Energy Jeb. And now he doesn't have a specific enemy. Like Elizabeth Warren pops up and he'll call her Pocahontas.
Right.
And then she goes away for a minute. He doesn't have an overarching enemy in a person's form.
Right.
That he seems to want and love.
You know, I was reading that he may be vulnerable in the LGBT arena or whatever in regards to those things.
What do you mean?
Because he doesn't hate the gay enough.
Oh, the evangelicals are pissed because
he's not rounding up
homos yet. Yeah.
What's he going to do to make them happy?
Well, hopefully they're placated with all the brown people who are being ripped from their families and launched out.
That'll, oh, my God. What
that
a
might be a little morsel,
man.
A little appetizer for them.
How many people have to be deported for you to be okay with gay people?
Oh, that'll not happen.
I don't know. What's the number?
It's a distraction for a moment.
Oh, God. We ain't ever going to forget about that.
There, you know, yeah.
Look, you stupid.
And naive. I think it's horrible. They're all going to hell. I'm going to be down at the truck stop at 3:47 a.m.
Yeah.
Craigslist, Grindr.
I'm going to stick my dick through the hole of this dumpster. Fuck off.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Yeah. Pacific, 5, 7 on the East Coast. iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget, please help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media by buying shit you're going to buy on the internet through our Amazon hole. Crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you buy. We get a little taste, a little nipple. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram feed at Radar Comedy, or his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we are back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.